Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pamela Yellen is here. Pamela is a new friend, but not for long. We think we're going to hang on to her. She's the founder of Bank on Yourself. She is the author of two best-selling books, Rescue Your Retirement, also The Bank on Yourself Revolution. And she is called a financial investigator. And I'm going to ask her about that. Pamela Yellen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I know a lot of investors. I know a lot of investigators, but I don't know any investing investigators. So what is that?
Oh, you know, my claim to fame is that I didn't feel that I was having much success doing all the things that I was taught to do financially. Mm-hmm. And during an earlier bull market, we just never seemed to be able to get the kinds of returns that everybody said you should be able to get.
Right.
And then we said, well, you know how some people are unlucky in love? Well, we figured we just must be unlucky in investing. So we ended up hiring three of the country's top investment managers over a 10-year period, over a decade, and they were expensive. And it was during the bull market, and all three of them ended up losing us money, and it was the longest bull market in history at that time.
Wow.
And so that's when I started investigating a variety of different strategies. And my claim to fame is I've investigated over 450 different financial strategies and concepts, and most of them turned out to be not even worth the paper they were printed on, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll tell you, a lot of them got exposed in the fall of 2008. I know that for a fact. The shroud, the veil, the Oz curtain was pulled back on a bunch of them because I was following some of them. And to, much to my chagrin, I will tell you later on, but I am not lucky on Wall Street. I've never been lucky. I've lost more than I've made, and that's the reason why I like real estate myself, Pamela. But that's another story, because I understand real estate. I don't understand the stock market like I know you
yeah,
do.
Exactly.
But talk to us about what is a strategy right now for the average person out there. If they've got two nickels to rub together, what should they be thinking about? What's a good rubber meets the road, easy to understand strategy?
Well, before we get into that, I wanted to quote from a blog post that you wrote not too long ago.
Okay.
And it was a really great blog post that you wrote about black swan events.
Oh yeah, 6 weeks
and,
ago, seven yes, weeks ago.
And here you say, going forward, can we stipulate that a black swan event is less about something we've never imagined and more about being prepared for a disruption, at least somewhat out of our control? Hmm. And then you talk about, how do we have a contingency plan? It's up to us to do that. And the reality is, as you pointed out, Jim, we have to expect and be prepared for black swan events that will periodically occur. And you have to have a contingency plan. And I do want to share today a little known but proven way to prepare for black swan events, market crashes, times when you can't get your hands on capital,
right,
like in the last, 2008, 2009 financial crisis. And I'm a glass half full person to the nth degree, but I always hope for the best and always have a plan B.
Well, that's a really smart. I will say this. Thank you for quoting my piece there. I appreciate that. The point that I was trying to make there is that, you know, there probably aren't any more black swans in the classic definition, because we've had pandemics before. We know there's pandemics. What you were describing there was what I call the black swan effect. Expect the next black swan, something to happen that we knew we could imagine it would happen, a hurricane or earthquake or whatever, or a close encounter of the third kind. But the effect, and that's what we're going through right now. We're going through a black swan effect, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And you said, write this on a rock. And I hope everyone does write this down somewhere and post it on your computer, post it on your wall. The black swan theory. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in – do you know why so many people are unprepared for this black swan event?
Tell me.
I'm sure you have some theories on it, but yeah. Let me put it this way. Because we live in the United States of amnesia.
And I like it.
the behavioral psychologists point it out, and they say, you know, human beings have an amazing ability to remember only the good and forget the pain of the of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, but it's also a problem, because here we are where everybody's all of a sudden out of work. They're stuck in their houses. They're in quarantine. They're self-isolating. And most small businesses have only enough cash to get them through, if they're lucky, 30 to 60 days.
Unfortunately, that's true.
And it's so sad. So let me share a little
story. Plan B. Give us the essence of Plan B before we go to a break, and then we'll get into it in the next segment. Go ahead.
Okay, so during the last recession, in 2008-2009, I wanted to up-level our company and the bank on yourself, and I needed all kinds of new software. I needed to hire people. I needed a new website, and it was a financial crisis, and bankers weren't lending, and I had small business owner friends that were telling me that they had bankers that they had been golfing with every week for 20 years. And they'd have a perfect payment record, but their bankers were telling
wouldn't them, let them have it.
There's
yeah.
not a penny. Yeah, there's no money.
I got 20 seconds.
I picked up the phone, and I got $500,000, no questions asked, within days.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you how after the break.
Absolutely. That's a good cliffhanger. I need your website, Pamela.
Okay. bankonyourself.com, or you can get my book for free only at sendthefreebook.com.
Sendthefreebook.com. How about that, folks? Pamela Yellow.
Yeah, sendthefreebook.com, and that book is Rescue Your Retirement.
There you go. Check that out. We're going to get into that, too, after the break. And the cliffhanger, stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.